So we know the Astros made a big trade ahead of the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They acquired left-handed pitcher, left-handed starter, Yusei Kikuchi from the Toronto Blue Jays in exchange for a trio of prospects, two of which have played for them at the major league level, and the other one has a last name that is famous in this town. They gave up Will Wagner,
yeah,
Billy Sun, obviously Joey Loperfido, and Jake Bloss, all for Yusei Kikuchi, a back of the rotation starter who has
100%.
Who Adam Spillane says 100% makes them a better team, has a 4+ ERA, but the peripheral numbers apparently tell you a different story. I would object to that, but let me just ask you this, Lopez, before I get into some of these peripheral numbers that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for some Kikuchi tonight?
Always. And yes.
Always. It's our first time.
Oh,
though.
Well, okay.
What do you mean always? We've never done this before.
Sign me up.
Talking about.
No, seriously, I am. Because, like, this is, as much as we can talk about the peripherals are good, no, they're bad. And you were talking about this during the break, and we'll get to them in just a second.
Astros have the Rays tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
I should mention that.
As much as that's the case, and we're talking about, was it a good trade? They got fleeced, you know, et cetera. It's crucial. Like, it's crucial to this team to get a guy that can eat up, to get a guy that they say they got. Like, the numbers might say otherwise. The recent performances, the recent outings might say otherwise. But they need the guy that they say they got. Did they get that guy? We're going to start seeing tonight. And I think it's a big, big game for him on a personal level and, of course, for the Astros as well. And the other part of this is, like, I talk about, you're going to mention some of the peripherals that maybe contradict what 100% means,
yeah,
you know.
I just feel like some of it is selective.
Yes,
like there are good peripherals and there are bad ones, and we're gonna get into them.
But there's also the guy starts. Does he eat up innings? Does he get wins? Even when he doesn't get a no decision, does he keep the opponent in such a place that the team can still get a win?
Does he give the bullpen a manageable game?
The answer in his last 9 starts, I'm talking back to the beginning of June, is no, no, and no. He doesn't go more than 5 innings, but once in the last 9 starts. His team has lost 6 of those last 9 starts, and he has not performed well. He's 4-9 for the season. Now that's the surface stuff that really kind of bothers me and makes me wonder if he's really going to be the guy. Now Adam says, and a lot of people say, I'm just using him as an example. Well, but he throws 97. Yeah, but he's a swing and miss guy. Yeah, but you know, on this team with a little tweaks, and they talked about it. You know, we feel like we can. You know, we can maybe adjust his approach a little bit.
I hope so.
And he'll excel. I hope so, too. But that's one way to look at those peripheral numbers. There's another way.
Yeah, there's absolutely another way. And you and I disagreed a little bit on how to act on the desperation. I feel like I started to come on your side, though, after a while. Like, I understood and was sympathetic to how desperate they were to add to the back end of this rotation and felt like they did what they felt like they had to do. And I was a little sensitive toward it. But we also asked the question, like, would you have just rather not done anything at all as opposed to getting got or feeling like you got?
No.
And that's how I felt about this. Would you say Kikuchi, the best way to explain it for me is he is boom or bust, feast or famine. Everything that they say about him is true. Yes, he gets a lot of whiffs, swings and misses. His fastball velocity is pretty good. And yeah, he'll strike guys out. He does this. Probably why he's here in this position to begin with.
Yeah.
But when he's not doing that, you know what he's doing? Giving up hard contact. Like the same peripherals that they talk about. And what peripherals are, basically, baseball fans, if you want to go check it out, you can check out their numbers on Baseball Savant or StatCast. It'll tell you if he's good at this or bad at that. Not just ERA or whip or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Strikes guys out. Gets guys to swing and miss. You know what guys also do against him at a very, very high rate? Hit the ball hard.
Yeah.
His hard hit percentage and his barrel rate, his barrel percentage, are just as not redeeming as the ones that you want to use to support him. Now, he does have some bad luck with balls in play.
Yeah.
But he also gives up hard contact.
Yeah.
So imagine what that's going to feel like with Yusei Kikuchi at Minute Maid Park, a dude that, yes, does get swings and misses. Yes, does get strikeouts, but also gives up hard contact in what a lot of people from opposing fan bases call a baby ballpark. Like, yes, we love Minute Maid Park, but it's kind of small in there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're giving up hard contact, that's not a good feeling, man. It's just not a good feeling. So I don't like how we've selectively, and when I say we, I'm talking about the collective we, not you, me, or Chris Santiago, but the collective we have said, well, he at least strikes guys out, but what about the part that has what I feel like led to the numbers that we don't like, the large ERA, or the reason why he gets pulled early in games is because he gives up hard contact, and that's the part that I don't like. Also, I'd mention this, and I don't feel like this gets talked about at all.
Mm-hmm.
He got demoted last year.
Yeah.
You gave the numbers of what it's been like over, what did you say, over the last nine
starts? Since June 10th.
Okay.
Going on 2 months.
So you gave the numbers of going on 2 months. What about if we give the context over the past actual year, like calendar year?
Mm-hmm.
Around this time last year, the Toronto Blue Jays were demoting Yusei Kikuchi out of their rotation into their bullpen. This year, he's back in the rotation, but not that good. And then the Blue Jays aren't that good, and then they're trading him away.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that tells you all you need to know for me. Like, yeah, maybe the Astros have their own version of pixie dust that they can sprinkle on.
And they do. No, they prove they do.
Oh, we've seen it. Yeah. We've seen it.
That's why I'm so intrigued.
I need to see it play out before I can actually feel good about this move, given what they gave up.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm so crazy about those prospects. It's just the amount of them and what the return is.
Yeah.
It's like, you mean all of that for a dude that might just give up bombs at Minute Maid Park? I'm not feeling it.
Well, you know, you mentioned the advanced metrics and such. Yeah, he can throw 97, but you don't want it going out when he misses at 108. Because in those last nine starts that I've talked about since June 10th, nine starts, he's given up 10 home runs. So, yeah, it's going to be very intriguing to watch, and I'm going to be here for it.
Yeah, yeah. So you got the Astros against the Rays tonight, Minute Maid Park. Yusei Kikuchi making his Astros debut.